back to another episode of Apologia TV. Welcome, welcome to
the
studio.
Same shirt as last episode.
It is the same shirt as last time. I wonder why that
me
is.
Too. You three.
Me too.
So you guys can get
the same can.
It is the same can.
Wow, we've been here for weeks. We never go home.
No.
We are in the studio today with Luke the Bear.
Hi.
They call me the ninja. He's got B.B. Warfield on his shirt yet again.
And
this is Marcus King Ginger Pittman.
He still wants to end abortion, though.
Yeah,
I still want to end abortion.
Yes. Our producer, our director. But actually, aren't you now assistant to the director? Because
yeah,
Carmen is filming right now. He is actually the director.
That's
official
true.
Title of
that
director, right, of Apologia TV.
Right, yes,
right. When did that happen today?
That's been that way.
It just sort of happened.
But he was just asking me if it could be official. And
I'm okay. And he
actually
made it Facebook officially. He went and actually changed
it from production assistant to director.
Yes.
So he gets an extra sandwich from Potbellies every week now for that.
Another
for that
raise.
How it works. So these are our benefits. Some people do health insurance and 401ks. We're
extra
like,
sandwich.
You get another sandwich. So we are today in the studio talking about a really, really amazing interview we got a chance to get with Aaron and Melissa, and you probably know who they are. They are from the business Sweet Cakes by Melissa. They were the family, the Christians, the business owners in the national media for quite some time. All last year, year and a half. They were also in the Free Speech Apocalypse.
Yep.
Darren Doan's Free Speech Apocalypse, which you can get at freespeechapocalypse.com. Okay. .org.edu.gov.
One of them.
They were in that show and or that film, and what happened to them was they were a Christian couple who built a business from scratch, started at a house making cakes, did a great job.
Right.
People loved them, a lot of referral business, and so they opened their own place. It was very, very successful, special business. It was their family business. It meant a lot to them. Someone came in who wanted to have her make cake for a gay wedding ceremony, and she said no. She said she couldn't do it, and so they lost their business, and they were called bigots. There were threats against their lives. They were fined an enormous amount of money.
$136,000, $136,927.07.
There was even a gag order put on them,
right,
about what they could and couldn't talk about.
Which is why the lawyer was standing beside them.
Yeah, and so to introduce it all to you, we were at the NRB conference last officially this year.
It wasn't that long ago.
It's been a long day in the studio. So we were at the NRB conference in Tennessee, and we ran into Dick and Betty Odegaard, who lost their business in the national media. They were all over it. And we also ran into Melissa and Aaron, and it was just really amazing how we were just standing there at this booth talking about the radio show, and all of a sudden I look behind me, literally directly over my shoulder is Melissa and Aaron.
Yeah.
And they were really, really gracious to us and agreed to do an interview, but not without their attorney.
Right.
It had to happen that way because of the gag order.
Right.
And so we were able to get a lot of content, and we're just very, very happy to introduce it to you.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jeff Durbin with Apologia TV here at the NRB conference, and God just providentially has had us running into everybody that we would want to talk to, which is totally sweet. I'm standing there chit-chatting, and I see these guys standing behind me, and it's amazing. If you saw the Free Speech Apocalypse by our friend Darren Doan, then you've seen Melissa and Aaron. And just to give an introduction to people who might not know you, which is hard to believe with our audience, tell everyone, Melissa, you are with Sweet Cakes by Melissa. Introduce us quickly to your story, and I'd like to talk about where you guys are at now.
Well, how it started was my son was turning one, and I wanted to make him an elaborate cake, and so I went to Michael's and got a bunch of supplies and made him this elaborate two-tiered cake with cookie cars on it and cookie buildings, and I mean, it was crazy. It had clouds and a number one and a little airplane, and after I did that, I had something just, you know, really spark inside of me. I wanted to do more of that. And so I started doing it for families and friends and neighbors, and then it just grew. It just kept growing. Word of mouth started going out there, and people started coming from, or you know, calling from all over. And before you knew it, we had cake all over the house. And so we needed a place, and we found a shop and opened up our little bakery and poured a lot of, you know, sweat and hard work into it.
Right.
And then he can share the rest of the part.
What you got to understand is we tried to dedicate everything we did to God. We tried to make sure that everything we did there pleased God. In our daily lives, you know, working at home, at church, whatever, we wanted to please God.
We even dedicated the shop to God. We had our pastor come and we said, God, we fully want to give this to you. You gave it to us, but this is yours.
So we ended up having a return customer came in. It was a woman and her mom came in, sat down for a cake tasting for a wedding cake. I asked for the name of the bride and groom, and of course, she said it was two brides. I apologized and said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to waste your time, but because of our beliefs, we just can't do a same-sex wedding cake.
Yeah.
And she got up and walked out, and that's where this whole thing started.
So all over the national news, everybody was talking about you guys, and you became sort of the symbol of the fight. Mm-hmm. I mean, in terms of, that's not what you were asking for necessarily.
No.
You know, the Bible says, Philippians 1:29 has been granted to you to not only believe in Christ, but also to suffer. Sure, we'd like to take the first one and not get the second one.
Yeah.
But you became the picture of what it means now to be a Christian in our culture and own a business, and to have people come against your business because of your faith in Christ and your trust in His standards. So, obviously the court case is over now.
No, we're still fighting this.
You're still fighting?
Yeah, it's
okay,
been 3 years.
All right, guys, so stay with us. Be right back. More with Melissa and Aaron from Sweet Cakes by Melissa right here on Apologia TV. You can get more at apologiaradio.com. That's APOLOGIA radio.com.
APOLOGIA. I think you had another L.
Okay. APOLOGIA radio.com. Apologia radio.com. We have our television shows, our after shows, our Apologia Academy, where you can learn about theology, apologetics, logic, history, worldview, all kinds of really fantastic stuff. And you actually participate with us in ministry when you become part of our all access for only $7.95 donation a month. That's it. You're partnering with us as we bring the gospel to the ends of the earth. Don't forget to go to missionaware.com and get yourself a t-shirt, and be right back.
If you can think of the flinch of their mind when you throw a ball at somebody, some people jump back and some people reach forward to catch it. We want to shape graduates who their mind flinches in terms of cultural influence. When they hear an argument that needs to be engaged with, when they see a message that needs to be dealt with, that we want people who jump towards it and go after it. And that's what our curriculum is about.
All right, welcome back to Apologia TV. Don't forget to go to apologiaradio.com. Get all the past radio episodes. All those are up there. There are probably close to 200 radio episodes right now, about 2 hours in length each. Lots of different fantastic guests, theologians, pastors, scholars, scientists. It's really, really fantastic. It is a treasure of great content. And so, not just because it's us, because of all the great people we've had on, including Darren Doan, Douglas Wilson,
right.
Which brings us into the Free Speech Apocalypse film. The film is available at apologiaradio.com. We highly recommend you guys getting it. Definitely is cutting and edgy and important, because it is really consistent engagement with the world on its own ground. So we want to point everybody to the show, to the film, because we think it's important for us to step out of our Christian ghetto once and for all and engage the world where they're at. And so I want to just warn you ahead of time, and hopefully this whets your appetite. The film is very, very gritty, and it shows a lot of interaction between Douglas Wilson and the Intolleristas at which university was that again?
Indiana.
University of Indiana. And so if you haven't seen the content from that, the raw stuff is up actually at YouTube. Just Google search Douglas Wilson, Indiana University, mm-hmm. and you will see the raw footage up there. And it's hard. I got to confess, it's hard to watch. I mean, they're really, really mean to him.
A little bit intolerant.
Yeah, a little bit. And so included in the film were Melissa and Aaron from mm-hmm. Sweet Cakes by Melissa. And again, we ran into some of the NRB conference, and here is the trailer.
First of all, Doug's got to be brave to go into that kind of thing.
As a gay instructor, as an atheist.
I mean, I don't think we ever had a security plan for Doug before.
It's an assertion by raw power, by claiming victimhood.
Rebellion.
Is you're a racist. You're a sexist.
Douglas Wilson, go away.
And you're anti-gay. Racist, sexist, anti-gay, Douglas Wilson, go away.
Right. And it's stated in such a way as to rhyme.
How did he say it?
The goal is not to shut a business down, but to rehabilitate them so they can operate within the confines of the law.
Now, feminists, they're kind of big crybabies.
A lot of the people in the secular progressive movement have not really thought these things through.
Look, this began when a handful of unelected judges decreed they knew better than the American people.
You had the forces, you had the people, you had what was necessary. It's just, you didn't have the courage. You didn't have the spine to stand up and say what's patently obvious.
What do you think they mean by racist? How do you think they have defined the term racist?
A racist is anyone who is winning an argument with a liberal.
Identify as black.
Gay is the new black.
Being true to our founding documents does not require us to agree on every contour of life.
This is not the first time I've run into the tolerance buzzsaw.
All right, let's continue the conversation with Aaron and Melissa.
Bring me into it then, okay.
Yeah, we're still in it.
Okay.
First phase is over.
Okay, that's what I meant. Okay.
The administrative court hearings, that's all done.
Okay.
Now we're in the appellate phase.
Okay.
The appellate phase, we've teamed up with First Liberty, and they've brought in Boyden Gray, who is a nationally recognized attorney.
Is that why this awkward guy is standing here right now?
This is my big guns over here.
Just kidding. This is Jeremy, he's your attorney.
Yes.
Yes.
So we're moving forward to the appellate phase. days. I don't think anything really keys off real big until April, but we're excited. We're moving forward, and we're still in the fight. You know, we did have some things happen. We did have to put the money in escrow that we would, as far as the damage award, the penalty that was given. So yeah. a lot of misconceptions. Everybody, oh, you caved. No, we didn't cave. We were forced to do that. State came in, wiped out our bank accounts. We didn't really have a choice in the matter. So now we're moving forward. We're not only fighting for religious freedom, but in a way, we're fighting to get that money back as well.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about, I'd like to hear from Jeremy, but I want to talk to you guys now about your relationship with Christ now in the midst of all this. That's the most important thing. I mean, the fight is one thing, but I'd like to hear about how you guys have been shaped through all this, because I mean, you dedicated your business to God, and now He's had you walk through this trial. And oftentimes in the midst of great difficulty, God brings us to the sweetest place of fellowship and intimacy with Him. So I'd like to hear about what's that been like.
Well, for me personally, it's that's been the absolute most amazing thing that for me has happened in all this. Before all this, when I had the shop, I really struggled with my faith sometimes, and I really struggled with trusting God. Like, that was a daily struggle that I had, like, really had a hard time. I didn't trust Him with finances. I didn't trust Him. I just didn't trust Him, like, at all. I hate to say that, but I really didn't. And going through this, God has, like, absolutely shown me just every day, I am here, and I'm going to provide. I'm going to take care of you. I'm walking with you. I have your hand. And just seeing God work in our lives, like, on a daily basis, like we have going through this trial, that's been, like, so amazing. And my trust now is, oh man, I can't even, I have no issues anymore. It's like, okay, God, just bring it on, whatever. So, like, yeah, that for me is, you can even ask Him. That's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it really, what it's done is it's brought me to a place where I've always read Scripture. I've always seen what the Bible had to say about persecution. I've seen what the Bible had to say about trusting. You really don't know what that is until you feel it in a tangible way, and that's what this has done for us. We've stepped out in faith. We've decided that we need to follow God's word. Because, I mean, honestly, I lived apart from God's word for many years in my life. I dealt with the consequences of that in my life, and since Jesus Christ pulled me out of that, I've decided that this is all I can do is follow Him. And in such a small way as to say that, you know, well, God, I'm going to believe what you set forth with marriage, and to have this happen, you know, you look at that and you go, well, that's kind of a kooky way for this to take place, but it's made my faith grow. I've trusted in Him now, not only with my finances and these things, but I mean, I've trusted in Him to the extent that I actually have a heart for these people that are actually coming after us. We pray for them. We want them to experience what we've experienced in Jesus Christ.
So you guys still have your business then? You haven't shut down yet?
No, we did have to close our shop. I don't know if you had heard about that, but...
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We did. So the doors are closed. It's been really hard. I can't really operate out of the house right now. Having our business in Oregon right now probably is just not a possibility at this point in time.
One of the things we're fighting for is to be able to have, you know, that restored, where not only us but other Christian business owners aren't going to be forced to adhere to something that goes against their faith.
Okay.
So, all right, guys, stay with us. Apologia TV. We're going to be right back after this break with the Bear and King Ginger. More right here, Apologia TV.
If So What is a philosophically devastating critique of your worldview, it is not a worldview you should hold on to any longer.
Virginia Tech, 2007.
So what?
32 children, kids, students are killed.
So what?
Andrea Yates, 2001, killed her 4 children.
So what?
No, we're not baby eaters.
So what?
I want their faith
to not just be something that stands, but something around which culture can be built.
We want students who can think critically about arguments, but also about the culture around them, that can then speak clearly to it, and that also have the ability to influence and shape because of the power of their message. Because that's really what the gospel does. The gospel throws down all the arguments against it. It speaks to the hearts of people, it influences, and it changes.
Welcome back. So we had talked about this before with Dick and Betty, just the fact that we've stepped out of culture to the degree that it is bringing injustice on a large scale, and it's our brothers and sisters in Christ who are impacted dramatically by the injustices, because we've stepped out, we've stopped being salt, we've stopped being light.
Right. Okay. They make it clear in this that they're awoken to the idea now that, hey, we need to be involved in these things.
Right.
Because these things matter.
Right.
And not being involved costs them their house, or I mean their business, their money. Like all this stuff was taken from them.
Right.
Because they weren't involved. These Christians are not involved in government and politics and all these other areas. Right.
Theology matters.
Theology matters.
And people always say, there's like, let's just preach the gospel. Right. Like, well, that's what this is about.
loving your neighbor.
It's a national sin.
Right.
It's a national sin. And we need a call to national repentance and individual repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So like, that's about the gospel. But I mean, like the thing that I really was grateful to God that we got to participate in terms of meeting with Aaron and Melissa and Dick and Betty is that it really put flesh on the whole problem. We were standing next to these people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they've lost their businesses. They had to restart their lives again. I mean, Dick and Betty are, you know, they're older.
Yeah.
And they have to restart their lives again.
Right. They're
starting all over again. And they're trying to use this as an opportunity to reach people with the gospel and to talk about how they're trying to like sound the alarm. You need to talk about this. You need to engage now. But, you know, for Aaron and Melissa, as this young, sweet Christian couple, wonderful, wonderful people, and it put flesh on it. Right in front of us here are real people that are torn apart by the world. And so I think it's important for us to make sure that we're paying attention.
Jeremy, what can you tell us right now about the status of the case, what you guys are trying to do right now in the midst of all this?
Well, what this case is really going to determine is whether or not people in America, and especially business owners, are going to be able to carry their faith into their place of employment and into their own business, or to be able to run their business according to their faith. Melissa and Aaron have suffered greatly at that. There was once a guarantee in this country that you're able to exercise your faith without any type of punishment by your government, and yet Aaron and Melissa tried to do that very thing and have now been penalized to the tune of $135,000 for just simply trying to operate according to their own conscience. That's unconscionable. Yeah. And at First Liberty, we're trying now to restore not only their First Amendment rights, religious liberty, free speech, but also some of the due process rights that they've been denied. This really will be their first chance to have their case heard in court.
What can people do that are watching this across the nation to support you and First Liberty and this amazing couple? What can they do right now?
Well, go to firstliberty.org, and especially firstliberty.org/Kleins. You can learn all about their case. You can read more about it. There's a great video there you'll want to watch on their story and what's happening to kind of fill you in more. Obviously, pray for these people. They've been through a lot, from everything from vandalism to their property to threats on their life and on the life of their children. This is a tough scenario for them. But also, they need, everybody else watching, they need to exercise their rights as well.
Yeah.
They need to remember that these are rights that have come not from government, they've come from God. And Amen. We owe a duty of stewardship to those issues as well, to make sure that we are preserving for the next generation these treasured rights that we have. Aaron and Melissa have had to go through the courts to do this, and they're going to continue to do that. And I'm really glad to have an incredible legal team leading this effort to make sure that these First Amendment rights are protected and every American's rights are protected. But it's in the little things of everyday life, who we vote for, how often we call our local congressman, what kind of participation we have at our Board of Education meetings. These are the ways that we protect and preserve religious liberty for the future.
Well, let me ask you one more question. How do I frame this? Because you guys have been through so much. God has obviously had a sovereign hand in all of this. All things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. I'm sure you've hung on to that verse a lot, right? What has this done to change you, not just in the sense of trust in God, but your outlook and perspective on Christians in society and governments? A lot of times Christians will disengage from culture and say, well, government is sort of a realm that's outside of the sovereignty of Jesus. You know, Jesus is king over Netherlands, but not necessarily here, so we can disengage. How has this changed you in terms of how you feel about Christians in society and their relation to government, God and government? Let me just ask you that, because you've now been on the sharp end of the spear because of Christians have checked out of culture. This is not a conversation we would have been having 200 years ago with the deposit that Christians had in society and in government. So how's that affected you guys?
It's opened my eyes to what's been going on the last 40, 50 years in this country. I'd say Christians have been living in a fool's paradise. Okay. The belief that we were always going to have this religious freedom and that we didn't have to do anything to maintain that, I think it was a stretch at best. What we've seen here recently is an attack on Christianity, not just on bakers, not just on photographers, but on Christian values, period. And it's because we've been so lax in actually maintaining those freedoms and those rights that we have. And I think that we have an obligation to the next generation to fight for this and to stand up for it.
Awesome.
Would you guys now say that political issues are also morality issues?
There's a lot of things in society that have been deemed to be political issues that were actually immoral issues.
Right. Yeah.
Like this one. Like this one. Well, we're going to be praying for you guys. We love you guys. And we, like I said, we've done shows on you guys. So awkward, but we're going to be praying for you guys. Make sure we do everything we can to rally the troops, to just be an encouragement to you guys. Just know that there are a lot of people who pray for you, talk about you guys, try to defend you, and we're going to continue to do so at Apologia.
So we would want to thank everybody out there that is praying for us. It means a lot.
Good.
Like, it really does.
Right on. Well, we're going to keep doing it. All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for being with us today. Appreciate it. And thank you. That was awesome. Thank you.
So thank you guys for joining us for this very, very special broadcast.
They're great people, aren't they?
They are.
You just want to hang around and hang out with those guys.
Awesome. Yeah.
Loved him. Even loved the lawyer.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
He was
pretty sweet too.
He was a good guy.
I never would have guessed.
Believe it or not. Yeah. Christian attorneys they're all right.
Yeah.
We'd like you guys to go to missionalwear.com. They support the work of Apologia Church. We'd love for you to support them by getting some t-shirts. They have a lot of really great t-shirts with some great quotes from some dead Christians and pictures of dead Christians on t-shirts, which is really, really great. Brings me back to a time of a very, very solid warriors for Jesus. So
that's pictures of alive though. They're
that's
not
right.
Actually,
that's right.
Dead
not
in the
not
pictures.
Yet. Yeah. Missionaware.com. Don't go get them. That's Luke the Bear. That's Marcus King Ginger. I'm Jeff the Ninja. ApologiaRadio.com is where you get us.
The conversation is going to continue at ApologiaRadio.com. That's where we're going to have our after show. We're going to have more content, more conversation, some really great stuff. You go over there to get it at ApologiaRadio.com by becoming all access. Go check it out.